This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera anasi uri musi wesvondo chikumi 5 2016. Munotibata pa 919 am, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Bato reZimbabwe People First riri kutungamirwa naMai Joyce Mujuru rinoti kunyange hazvo risina kupinda muurongwa hwemubatanidzwa wemapato rinotsigira urongwa uhu. Sangano revashandi reZCTU rinoti kambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe haisati yave kukwanisa kumisa basa vashandi vaye vari kurangwa mabasa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Bato reZimbabwe People First riri kutungamirwa naMai Joyce Mujuru rinoti kunyange hazvo risina kupinda muurongwa hwemubatanidzwa wemapato hwakaitwa svondo rapera rinotsigira urongwa uhu. Vakafano bata chigaro chemutauriri webato iri varugare gumbo vanoti bato ravo riri kurongawo kuita musangano waro mukuru weCongress gore rino. Ngatinzwe huru kure yataita navagumbo.
Izvi tinotsigira chaizvo nyaya yokubatana kwavanhu veZimbabwe vese tichirisana nehurumende iripo. Izvo takazvitaura kare, tinoramba tichizvitaura nhasi. Asi kuti isu hatakumboivona invitation, tangonzwa kuti kwaitika musangano wakadaro. Hasina kuipa, kufunga vakaona zvakakotera kuti vaite izvozvo. Saka hapana chakaipa. Isu tinotsigira kubatana kwamapoka ese ari muopposition kuti tibvise hurumende iripo. Nokuti ndinofunga hurumende iripo haibatsiri vanhu vatambura. Ende hakuna kwavangamboenda kumwe kunze kwokutoenda kuopposite kuti tibvise hurumende iripo.
Pane tarisiroyo here yekuti mungasangana nevari kutungamira urongwa ihwohwo mumazuva anotevera?
Chaizvo tine izvo ndo zvatinonyanyisa kufarira. Ende tiri vanhu vakangomirira kuti kana nhambo yachona yasvika tobva tobatana, hapana chinotiremera.
Tinonzwawo zvakare kuti bato renyu reZimbabwe People First rine urongwa hwekuita musangano mukuru weCongress gore rino. Mungatiudzawo pamusoro peurongwa?
Handingakupi madetails iko zvino kuti tichaita redi, bati tarisiro yedu ndiyo kuti tinofanira kuti zviitwe gore rino. Nokuti hatisina nhambo yakareba tisati taenda kumaelection. Tinoda kuti by the time yatoenda kumaelection tinenge tagadzirira.
Ko urongwa hwekutsvaga nhengo pasi apa huri kufambawo zvakadii?
Hai, tiri kutogadzirira kuti tione kuti vanhu vangashagwa sei kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Hatiri kuti timanyire kutsenga tichakuda kana kuripo. Toda kumirira kuti kana tagadzira mastructures edu ese kubva paward kusvika kumutsoro, then vanoshara vanhu vavanoda kuti vaite kuCongress kana kuti vamirire mutsakano.
Vakafanobata chigaro chemutauriri weZimbabwe People First varugare gumbo vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Sangano revashandi reZCTU rinoti kambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe haigoni kudzinga vashandi vari kurangwa mabasa sezvo nyaya yekurangwa mabasa kwavo ichiri kumatare edzimhosva. vachipindura pamashoko anonzi akataurwa nasachigaro weBoardre National Railways of Zimbabwe Valeri Mavima ekuti kambani iyi yangomirira mutongo uchabva kudare kana kuti disposal order kuti ikwanise kudzinga mabasa vashanda vari kuramwa mabasa. Mutewedzeri wemunyori mukuru weZCTU vaGideon Shoko vanoti NRZ haisati yaziva kuti mutongo uchazobuda kumatare uchange uri kudivirani pakati pevashandi kana iyo kambani. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navo.
Vasevenzi vaya vakati no vari kuda 6 months pay. Saka vakabva vakonana asi disposal order haisati yabuda. Jaji haasati apa mutongo wake kuti ko anopa disposal order here kana kuti anoti aiwa imimi railways makakanganisa hatisati tazviziva izvozvo. Saka kuona kwatinoita ndikwekuti iko kana vachinge vapiwa disposal order. Disposal order iyoyo ine zvainenge ichitaura. It's just unfortunate kuti uyo amanyisa kutaura kuti kana tikangopa disposal order toda kudzingai. Ndoi mavanga achifa hunge vatanga vamirira matare kuti matare anoti kudini anozvifambisa akaita sei. Saka ndokuona kwatinoita isusu kuti iye zvino hapana comment chaichayo ingataurwa yokuti tinofanwa kuita takadai kana kuti tinofanwa kuita takadai nemhosva yekuti nyaya ichiri mumaoko ajaji.
Takambonzwawo kuti iyo National Railways inenge iri kuitawo hurongwa hwekuti imise vashandi mabasa kuburikidza neretrenchment. Munoona here riri rimwe danho ringabatsira dambudziko irori?
Dai kuri kuti vanga vachida kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka kuona zvandaita nzvekuti kana kuri kuti vanoda kuita retrenchment vane problem yekuti havana mari yachoka yekubhadhara retrenchment yacho. Saka vanovaindisa sei kudzimba ivo vasina mari yekubhadhara retrenchment yacho. Tiri kuona kuti zvino railways yane 5700 according to information iripo yevanhu. Hatisati tanzwa kuti vanoda vanhu vakawanda zvakadii ivo railways kuti vafambire mberi. Saka zvinoti shupei kutiko vati no toda kuisa retrenchment havana mari yacho yekuti vaise vanhu kuretrenchment. Asi dai vanga vanayo zvanga zviri nani. Saka handizivi kuti vangakwanisa here kubhadhara retrenchment package yacho kana kuri kuti vanoda kuita retrenchment yacho.
Mutevedzeri wemunyori mukuru weZCTU vaGideon Shoko vari parunhare kuvulawayo neStudio 7. Mutungamiri werimwe sangano revarimi reZimbabwe Farmers Union vaPaul Zakaria vanoti varimi vechibage mwaka uno vakapiwa chiuimbiso nehurumende pamwe neReserve Bank of Zimbabwe kuti vachapiwa mari dzavo pavanongoendesa chibage chavo kuGMB. VaZakaria vanoti nepamusana pemashoko aya varimi vacharerukirwa kana vakanga vaendesa chibage chavo kuGMB sezvo vasingazomiriri mari semamwe makore apfuura. GMB inonzi iri kubhadhara madhora mazana matatu nemakumi mapfumbamwe patani rechibage. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yedu navaZakaria.
Pari zvino varimi vechibage isu takavimbiswa zvakasimbisisa zvikuru kuti matambudziko atatichisangana nawo makore maviri apfuura kana kudarikira gore rino Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe neMinistry of Agriculture through Agricultural Marketing Authority vakatipa chivimbiso chekuti iko zvino kungosvika padepot uchisiya chibage chako, tani rako kana kuti matani wotopuwa mari yako ipapo. Ndo chivimbiso chiripo. Mwaka wokutengesa watanga varimi vashoma-shoma ndo vati vakwanisa kuenda iko zvino vachiendesa. Hatina kana mumwe chete watanzwa ati adzoka achiti havana kubhadharwa kune vakaendesa chibage chavo.
Gore rino vari kutenga nemutengo wakadii?
Mutengo hauna kushanduka, uchiri ipapo pa$390 kuGMB, $390 patani rega rega. Havana kushandura mutengo kuitira kukurudzira varimi kuti varime chibage nokuti hatifaniri kunge tichitenga chibage kubva kune dzimwe nyika. Kana mwaka wakanaka tizvirimire tichikwanisa kutengesera kumusika wedu mukuru weGMB.
Tinozwa kuti nyika yakatarisana nenzara ingangonzi nevamwe inotyisa. Mungaona here varimi vachizokwanisa kuenda kunotengesa chibage kuGMB vachitarisirwa zvakare kuchengetedza kuti vange vachirwisana nenzara?
Makore ose varimi vanga vachiita izvozvo zvokuti murimi kuti azonotengesa anototanga kamura chibage chaanoti ichi ndochandichararama nacho kusvikira mwaka unotevera. Saka votozadza mumatura avo. Chinenge chasara chose chiya ndochinoonekwa chichizoendeswa kuna GMB varimi vatengesi chose makore ose. Saka mugore rino nenzara iriko kune vamwe kune dzimwe nzvimbo vakarima zvakanaka.
Mutungamiri weZimbabwe Farmers Union vaPaul Zakaria vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Anesu Masube. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano paStudio 7, mukoma Anesu.
Awa maita basa, tinofara chaizvo kuva tinovapa chirongwa chenyu nhasi.
Tinotenda Anesu. Anesu uri muno muAmerica pasi pechirongwa chinozikanwa nekuti Atlas. Ungatsanangure kuti chirongwa ichinofamba sei chaizvo?
Maita basa mukoma. Atlas ko chirongwa chinotsora vanhu vanobva kumadeveloping countries pasi rese. Atlas ko inotora vanhu kubva kuAfrica, kuAsia nekuna nyika dzakaita sana Russia kuti vauye kuzoshanda mu-non-profit sector nema-NGO emuno maAmerica. Izvi vanozviitira kuti vape experience kune vanhu vekuAfrica kuti vakwanise kuziva kuti ma-NGO emuAmerica anozvifambisa sei kuti vazokwanisa kuva vanodzokera kumba kunoapplya zvavanenge vakadzidziswa kuno. Saka ndiri kuno ndichange ndichishanda neAmerican Express muphilanthropic department yavo iyo inotraina ma-non-profit leaders pasi rese kunyanyisisa muno muAfrica. Ndichange ndiri coordinator weLeadership Academy yavo muno muWashington DC.
Saka musati mauya kuno kuAmerica kuZimbabwe manga mushanda kupi mukoma Anesu?
KuZimbabwe ndanga ndichishanda kuThe Space. The Space ndo inova a youth organization yatakatanga about 2 years ago. Parivi rino The Space ndiyo one of the leading organizations muZimbabwe dziri kukwanisa kuti dzimiririre mayouth emuZimbabwe nokuprovida maopportunities nemaplatforms ekuti inzwi revanhu vechidiki rinzwikwe. Nekuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu mazuva ano muZimbabwe vanhu vechidiki vakawanda especially vakadzidza havana mabasa uyezve vari kushaya kuti vowana sei mikana yekuti matalent aonekwe. So zvataiita kuThe Space taipartner nemaorganizations mahombe muZimbabwe akaita sana UN ana British Embassy ana DFID ana USAID kuti tikwanise kuva tinoita maprograms anopa maopportunities nekuempower mayouth. Pamusoro pazvo ndiri also founder we-non-profit inonzi Opportunities for Zimbabweans. Inovawo zvakare platform iri paintanet inopa malinks neinformation kumascholarships mafellowships ma-international youth forum ekuti maZimbabweans anokwanisa kuapplya. Nekuti zvatinoona ndezvekuti mascholarship akawanda nenyaya dzemasanctions pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvatisingakwanisi isu maZimbabweans kuapplya. Asi uchiona vamwe kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita sana Kenya, Uganda vanenge vachikwanisa kuapplya. So Opportunities for Zimbabwe ndakaigadzirira kuti ikwanise kuva inodedicata kuposta zuva nezuva maopportunities kana mascholarship epasi rese maviri kana matatu kuti ikwanise kuva inobatsira especially vanhu vechipiki vemuZimbabwe.
Ko, kushanda kwamuri kuita kuAmerican Express uku kunokubatsiraiwo sei mabasa amuri kuita kuZimbabwe uku?
Ma head office ema organizations akawanda ari muno mu Washington DC saka kuva part of Atlas Core kushandibatsira chaizvo kuva ndino mixa nekusangana novatungamiriri vema international non-profit organizations izvi zvichabatsira kuti nokuti chimwe chinhu chikuru chatirikutsvaga kuti maproject edu afambe kuZimbabwe inyaya the funding ine mapartners saka ndinoimba kuti pagore rinotevera ndichange ndichikwanisa kuva ndinoshanda pamaprojects anokwanisa kuti ndive ndinokwanisa kuchanela maresources kumba tichitaura nyaya dzemari nyaya dzemapartners nenyaya dzekunza investment muZimbabwe uyezve kuva tinokwanisa kuva ndinova ambassador weZimbabwe kutaurawo kuti zvinhu zvinogona zvisina kumira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe asi kune vanhu vakawanda vechidiki vari ready to work on maprojects anokwanisa kukwita kuti nyika ibudirire zvisinei nekuti ndiani ari kutonga Zimbabwe pari zvino nekuti generation yedu iri kukura saka tikaramba tikagara pasi takamirira kuti pamwe umwe musi zvinhu zvichanaka isusu tisu tinofanha kuita zvinhu zvacho zvinake
aiwa tinokutendai mukoma nesu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita basa mukoma tinotenda sikuru
Manga makaterera kubva kuna mukoma Anesu Masube chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muWashington DC pasi pechirongwa chinozikanwa nekuti Atlas Core. Aiwa hamawadiwa nambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokonika nemfaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiya mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Tinotenda Blessing ike zvino takupai kambo tigere bo kubva kune Ngwenya Brothers kudzora ndangariro uko Kambo tigerebo kubva kuNgwenya Brothers tichidzora ndangariro pano pa Studio 7 sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai titarise musoro yenhau zvakare. Bato reZimbabwe People First rinoti kunyanga hazvo risina kupinda muurongwa hwemubatanidzwa hwemapato anopikisa rinotsigira urongwa uhu. Sangano revashandi reZCTU rinoti kambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe haisati yave kukwanisa kumisa basa vashandi vari kurangwa mabasa. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Kune vasina kukwanisa kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. anokuoneka ane mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri mu Washington DC ndokusiya mwina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, June 5th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Muhlanganya Huye. Amongst our top stories this evening, Zimbabwe People First, an opposition grouping led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it welcomes the recent coalition pact reached by some parties in a bid to form a formidable front against ZANU-PF in the 2018 presidential elections.
We welcome that development. We urge our people to join various political organizations that are interested in bringing unity to the people of Zimbabwe. What has killed us is that the Zimbabweans are divided badly. So there is need to come together and put out our strategy together.
The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs says the government has put aside a fund to help repatriate women and girls that were trafficked to Arab states.
We are grateful that there is also a bill which is coming to Parliament to deal specifically with the human trafficking. So I can say that Zimbabwe now has gone ahead and implemented some of our recommendations in Parliament, which we had given.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says the National Railways of Zimbabwe may want to wait for a disposal order from the courts before making any plans to fire employees.
I think the best way they can do it, or if they want to get away from retrenching people, is to ask for those that are 55 to 59 years to apply and go. And then they don't have the problem of paying retrenchment package. But retrenching direct, it will cost them a lot of money.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with its Tender Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Zimbabwe People First, an opposition grouping led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it welcomes the recent coalition pact reached by some parties in a bid to form a formidable front against ZANU-PF in the 2018 elections. Zimbabwe People First interim spokesperson Rugare Gumbo says his party was not approached by the five parties which formed a coalition last week, but was willing to consider the idea. Gumbo tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri more on the issue.
Welcome that development. We urge our people to join various political organizations that are interested in bringing unity to the people of Zimbabwe. What has killed us is that the Zimbabweans are divided badly. So there is need to come together and put out our strategy together. Unfortunately, with respect to what happened yesterday, we were not consulted. I personally didn't do anything. I spoke to Amtasa, and he also didn't know anything about this. We always said time and again that we are inclusive and we want all the people of Zimbabwe to come together and mobilize to remove this government, its corrupt leaders and ministers.
So are there any plans to meet with the leaders of this coalition or those who are putting together the process so that you can be part of it?
Indeed, as soon as we are ready and as soon as we get communication, there shouldn't be any reason why we can't work together. So we believe all the National Democratic Forces which are interested in our aims, objectives, and so on are welcome. We have to work with almost all the people who are in the opposition.
There is also talk of your party holding its Congress this year. May you clarify on that?
Oh, yeah. We intend certainly to hold a Congress sometime before the end of the year. We are working on the plans, programs, and strategies of having this Congress. So it's just a time before we tell you what we intend to do, when we intend to do certain things. But we are clear there is need for Congress. We want a Congress to be held before the election, so that by the time we go for election, people will know who is who in the party. But at the present moment, it will be very difficult for us to hold a Congress without the necessary preparation. So plans are underway to try and organize this national convention, as we call it ourselves.
How about the membership drive?
No, the membership drive is going on very well. We are very happy. People are waiting perhaps to get cards, which we have completed and should be distributed as soon as possible. Of course, our capacity to mobilize people will be judged by the number of cards we will manage to sell, and we think we will sell quite a bit.
That was the interim spokesperson of the Zimbabwe People First, Rugare Gumbo, in Harare. The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs, Kindness Paraza, says government has put aside a fund to help repatriate women and girls that were trafficked to Arab states. 15 women and girls were repatriated last week under the first batch sponsored by the Social Welfare Ministry. More women and girls are reportedly running from their employers in Arab states after being allegedly mistreated and some abused sexually. Paraza tells us more on the issue.
What we have done is that I can confirm that the government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has already written to the Kuwaiti authorities, informing them that Zimbabwe, the country, is now banning the issuance of visa under Section 20 of the Kuwait immigration laws, banning the issuance of visas to those Zimbabwean women wishing to go and work as domestic workers in Kuwait. So that has been done. And also, we are grateful that the government also, through the Minister of Foreign Affairs and this time around the Minister of Social Welfare, has put a fund in place to make sure that they pay for the airfares of all those displaced women, domestic workers, who are still out there in the Arab countries, so that they'll be able to come back home. And we are grateful that there is also a bill which is coming to Parliament to deal specifically with human trafficking. So I can say that Zimbabwe has now gone ahead and implemented some of our recommendations as Parliament, which we had given. And as I said earlier on, we've given the report to His Excellency, our Kuwait report, and it is out of this report that the government is now acting, making these efforts to make sure that everything is in place.
For some of the people out there who are listening, who might actually have relatives that they are not aware of where they are, but they know that they went to some Arab state to work as a maid, what should they do? Where do they go to seek information?
Their first port of call is to go to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, to Mutapa, and also they can also go to the Minister of Labour, Social Welfare, at Kagoi's building, and see the ministers there, the various ministers or permanent secretaries, so that they can at least inform them that their relatives who are still out there and that they are unaccounted for. And if they have the telephone numbers for their relatives, they must also bring those with them so that they can be traced and brought back home.
That was the chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs, Kindness Paraza, in Harare. Meanwhile, a young lady, Chipo Sanyika, who was repatriated from Kuwait a few weeks ago, says she is hoping to restart her life by going back to school, despite losing her educational documents in Kuwait. She tells us more on the issue.
People are very happy to come back home, and I think the government should help people to have jobs, especially those who are educated.
Have you had any opportunity to work with any other organizations after you came back from Kuwait?
Yes, we talked with ladies from Sansa Project, and they said they were going to call us, and we are just waiting for their calls.
What's your advice to some women out there who may have a job offer in some foreign country, especially Arab states?
I would like to advise them to think and search about those countries before they leave this country.
That was Chipo Sanyika, a young lady who was repatriated from Kuwait a few weeks ago. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says the National Railways of Zimbabwe may want to wait for a disposal order from the courts before making any plans to fire employees. Jonga Kanzemiri speaks with Gideon Shoko of the ZCTU on the issue.
Presently, they don't have that disposal order from the court. So ordinarily, it means they are putting the cart before the horse. The court might come up with another decision that is very different from what they are thinking. So it is just premature that they talked about that.
There were also reports that the parastatal is planning to cut down its workforce by about 70% through retrenchment. Is this another option that it can take to settle the problems that is bedeviling it?
If you are looking at 70% of the NRZ workforce, if you look at 5,700, 70% would be about 3,000 something. So they are going to remain with about 1,500. But the problem that they've got, if they want to retrench, they don't have the money. If they had the money, I believe they would go that route. But they still, when they've gone that route, they still have got a problem in that are they able to then pick up the infrastructure so that they are able to pull the loads that are needed? Because presently, the infrastructure is dead. They don't have locomotive power. Everything is dead. So are they going to be able to do that and then get away with any profit or any money that they are going to be able to make? So it's very difficult. It's just unfortunate that this thing has been going on for a long time. You remember there were about 22,500 workers. That is, was around 75. Now we understand there are 5,700. And the railways has never retrenched. Instead, what they've done is to call people that would want to move away or leave work before they reach the age of 60. And people have volunteered, but the railways have turned around and refused those people to go. And I think the best way they can do it, or if they want to get away from retrenching people, is to ask for those that are 55 to 59 years to apply and go. And then they don't have the problem of paying retrenchment package. So I think that is the way they can go. But retrenching direct, it will cost them a lot of money.
That was Gideon Shoko of the ZCTU speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kande Miri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by a Zimbabwean currently here on the Atlas Corp program. His name is Anesu Masube. Anesu, thank you so very much for joining me.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Tatenda.
Anesu, tell us more about this Atlas Corp program. What is it all about?
Atlas Corp is a global fellowship program that is meant to identify non-profit leaders from developing countries to come and work and get trained in the U.S.
And for you, Anesu, you are working as an alumni coordinator for American Express. That sounds awesome. Tell us more about that. What exactly are you doing?
Yeah, so as you know, American Express actually is one of the biggest corporates in the U.S., but it has a philanthropic department, which is part of their customer social responsibility services. So in their philanthropic department, they partner with more than 10 organizations, you know, to implement what they call American Express Leadership Academies. In these academies, they identify leaders for non-profit organizations all over the U.S. and also outside the U.S. in countries like the U.K., Kenya, Japan, as well as Senegal. They train leaders and founders of non-profit organizations to develop their skills, you know, to develop their networks. So I will be an alumni coordinator of more than 1,000 non-profit leaders.
And how has that experience been for you, Anesu, heading this project?
I mean, it's very big, it's very huge, because it's giving me access to a lot of, you know, networks and a lot of big organizations in the U.S. It means so much to me and the youth initiatives that I represent in Zimbabwe.
Now, talking about back home in Zimbabwe, what exactly are you doing there on the ground?
So in Zimbabwe, I'm part of one of the leading youth networks in Zimbabwe. It's called the Space Zimbabwe. The Space Zimbabwe is basically a youth initiative that is seeking to convene, you know, platforms for opportunities of growth for young people. You know, in this very difficult economical situation, a lot of young, educated people are seated at home and they cannot find opportunities for employment and opportunities, you know, to further their careers. So what the space does is it basically partners with international organizations to focus on how young Zimbabweans of this generation can get access to resources. I'm also a founder of a non-profit initiative that is called Opportunities for Zimbabweans. Opportunities for Zimbabweans is an online platform that seeks to provide opportunities to Zimbabweans who want to study abroad, who want to work abroad, who want to attend international youth forums abroad. It's a Facebook page that is over 4,000 likes right now, and it focuses on posting scholarships, fellowships, internships, and international youth forums that Zimbabweans are eligible to apply for.
And Anisu, just as we wrap up here, you know, there are a lot of young people who will listen to this interview and say, okay, that sounds great. Maybe he was able to do it because he has some sort of luck. But can you just tell, you know, some of the young people who are listening how easy it is for them to, one, get in touch with someone like you, but also access the resources you're talking about?
I mean, it's very easy. One piece of advice that I would want to give young people in Zimbabwe is that it really takes you to tell yourself that I want to get myself out of this situation that I am in, and there is no one who is responsible, you know, for making your life better. But I know a lot of young people, you know, need to talk to someone who has done it before, because they, when they see these things on the internet, they just think it's impossible to get these, you know, scholarships and fellowships. So if anyone wants to get in touch with me, I'm very open to, you know, help young people on how they can get access, or how they can, you know, sort of put their profiles and their applications out there so that they can be picked amongst, you know, the thousands and thousands of people that apply across the world. So my email is ceo@opportunitiesforzimbabweans.com. I'm very open to, you know, assist any young person that wants to get in touch with me. But also, even if you visit the page Opportunities for Zimbabweans and hit the inbox message, there is a team of young Zimbabweans that are on that network all over the world who are always ready to help and give information to young people on how they can get access to these resources.
And with that, Anisu, I want to say thank you very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you so much.
That was Anisu Masube here in the United States with Atlas Core program, currently working at American Express, joining me today on the program. This is Tatenda Gumbo, hoping you'll join me next week.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930-13860 and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. We now give you the music of Cynthia Mare with the song Daijai Vira, going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America.
Chisondojiwona kuhope kuwa nenguwa doshua daizingori hope amai famai shakana ka.
To recap on today's top stories, Zimbabwe People First, an opposition grouping led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it welcomes the recent coalition pact reached by some parties in a bid to form a formidable front against ZANU-PF in the 2018 presidential elections. The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs says government has put aside a fund to help repatriate women and girls that were trafficked to Arab states. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, June the 5th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto ziku 5 kuNhlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ukulwisana kubikwa kuqhubeka kubandla lezanu PF phakathi kwecele elicatshangelwa ukuthi lisekela umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa kanye lelizibiza ngokuthi G14.
Ngoba besikwazi ukuthi kuzanu bekulihlazo ukuthi sizwe kuthiwa kulo muntu ongakhuluma ukuthi ubani nguye ongabekwa ubukhosi umgabe sesekhona ngendlela abamesaba ngayo. But ungabona sekukhuluma into ezinjengalezi kuya kusitshengisela ukuthi yazi ngabe selidumele emasumpeni.
Inhlanganiso yabasakhulayo abayizizalwane ze-South Africa ASPSAK Youth Organization ithi umkhankaso wayo wokudinga imali yokulungiselela umdlalo wokulingisa ngesehlakalo seGugurawundi uyaphumelela.
UMandebele ngabo uningi lwabo abancedisa uMzantsi Afrika ekulweni apartheid through iZipro Army sebesebenzisana bonke namfundo esizwe. So sisabona ukuthi nathi njengama-South Africans, i-youth e-South Africa, isesinyanzelisa ukuthi nathi masibancedise ekulweni le-genocide lokubulawa kwabantu bakithi.
Inhlanganiso elesigodlo eNetherlands eye-Water Sanitation and Hygiene, iWASH, ithi uhlelo lwayo lokuncedisa izikolo ngamanzi okugeza izandla kanye lezambuzi lulokhu luqhubekela phambili njalo soluncede abaningi. Njengenjayelo sizalithulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ukulwisana kubikwa kuqhubeka kubandla lezanu PF phakathi kwecele elicatshangelwa ukuthi lisekela umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa lelizibiza ngokuthi yi-G40. Ukulwisana lokhu kudlondlobale ngeviki edluleyo ngemva kokuba abanye ababengabalweli bempi yenkululeko bethe basekela uMnumzana Mnangagwa ukuthi athathe isikhundla sikamongameli Mugabe ngachiya umbuso. Lokhu kucunule kakhulu icele le-G40 lona elibikwa lilamalunga agoqela uMnumzana Jonathan Moyo loMnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko, yena othi okwenziwe ngababe ngabalweli bempi yenkululeko kufana lokuthi bazama ukugenqula umbuso kamongameli Mugabe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe loMnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Isenzo sabantu laba ama-war veterans abantu abasikhangelisisa kabasikhangelisise ngomkhumbulo ojulileyo otshengisa ukuthi kukhona abazama ukusitshengisa khona ngokwenzakalayo phakathi kwezanu okuyikho okutshengisela ukuthi uMugabe isimo asekiso ngikhangela ngesilungu health wise usekusimo esinjani okutshengisela ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi selidumele emasumpeni yikho ubona sebeqalisa ukuba ukuphumela egcekeni bakhuluma into ezinjengazonezo. Ngoba besikwazi ukuthi kuzanu bekulihlazo ukuthi sizwe kuthiwa kulo muntu ongakhuluma ukuthi ubani nguye ongabekwa ubukhosi umgabe sesekhona ngendlela abamesaba ngayo. But ungabona sekukhuluma into ezinjengalezi kuya kusitshengisela ukuthi yazi ngabe selidumele emasumpeni ngokokuqala. Okwesibili, abantu futhi kabakuzwisisa ukuthi ukuphendula kwamphoko ephendula abantu laba kusitshengisa ukuthi bona ngoba umphoko laye ungomunye wabalweli benkululeko. But abantu abalweli benkululeko laba abayibo abakhulume konke lokhu bakubekile kwabasobala ukuthi umphoko kabamkhangeli njengomlweli wenkululeko. Kufanele sizibuze ukuthi kungani bengamkhangeli njengomlweli wenkululeko njalo bona bengobani. Ngabantu bezandla laba abakhangela umphoko njengomuntu weZipra ongasomlweli wenkululeko njengoba sikwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe ngesilungu i-narrative ye-liberation struggle ikhangelwa ngelihlo lezandla labezanu okuyi-tribalistic. Inkulumo yonke le isitshengisela engingathi ngesilungu phecelezi yiyo i-national narrative, the tribal national narrative yaseZimbabwe.
Ukodwa singabasola yini abantu laba dokotela Mhlanga umgabe yena ayisuye yini obelasolwe lapha ngokuhlala kakhulu esihlalweni abantu sebeze bengazi ukuthi kanti vele uyasuka nini ngitsho labo abantu bakhe bonabo
kunzima ukuthi sibasole komo ngoba eqhinisweni umuntu onguye one indaba yonke le nguye umgabe uhlala esihlalweni isikhathi eside nalapho eseselamani ukuthi ube ngaba khona ube nganelisa ukubeka onguye ongathetha isihlalo lesi yena nxa engasekho kawasebenzisanga lawo mani ukuthi akwenze
umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga yingcwethi ecobongula ezombusazwe sixoxelaye eseBhilitane Inhlanganiso yabasakhulayo abayizizalwane zeSouth Africa eSiphesakhe Youth Organization ithi umkhankaso wayo wokudinga imali yokulungiselela umdlalo wokulingisa ngesehlakalo seGugground uyaphumelela. Ngesehlakalo lesi kubikwa kwabulawa abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili 20,000 ezigabeni zeMathebeleland leMidlands ilizwe lisanda ukuthola uzibuse. Iqembu leli elasungula uhlelo lokudinga imali ebulenjini beGoFundMe eyokuthi lenelise ukwenza umdlalo lithi injongo yikuthi kuzwakale ukukhala kwabantu ababulawayo bangcwatshwa lapho okungaziwa khona kanye lezihlobo zabo ezisaphilayo ukuthi zizwakale onguye olobe ugwalo lwescript salumdlalo olesihloko esithi loyiko okutsho ukuthi lisesabe uyanga mhluzi uchasisa okuningi ngalomdlalo
kina ngama South Africans ke kwaba kuhlungu ukuthi ukuzwa ukuthi abantu bakithi ko abantu amandebele at most basuka la emigrated from South Africa bazohlala lapha eZimbabwe and abantu base amandebele ngabo uningi labo abancedisa uMzantsi Afrika ekulweni apartheid through iZipro Army zebesebenzisana bonke nomkhonto esizwe so sisabona ukuthi nathi njengama South Africans iyouth South Africa izosinyanzelisa ukuthi nathi masibancedise ekulweni le genocide lokubulawa kwabantu bakithi sifuna ukubanceda ukuba nabo bakwazi emplisi baphile ngokulingana nomntu wonke nje ulilungele kumntu wonke babaphathwe bafumane ama-opportunities alinganayo ngokwesikolo nangamathuba opportunities omisebenzi so sifuna ukuba lilizwi for bona thina kulizwe lonke ukuba abahlelanga kahle
Udaba lolu lwalutshelwa ngubani? Ladingisisa njani?
Oludaba thina mnandi ngumntu othanda ukujonga into zembali. Ngiyathi ngisafunda ngelunyulanga ndingena kubulawayo News 24. Ngabona ngale nto ngikugurahundi nangegenocide. So ndaba nomdla ekukwenzeni research more. So esiba ndiresearcha more ndaba nomdla ukuthi ndingena nakwama-YouTube ndibona ama-testimonials nama-documentaries ukugurahundi. So ndabona ukuthi mandenze something ekuncedeni abantu bakuthi so ngazifumanela nje mna kwi-intanethi nakwa-YouTube ndabona uba kunyanzelekile uba ngenze into ngale nto anokwazi ukuphula njengomuntu nam ndiyazwela abantu
inhlanganiso yenu leyi eyeSiphesakhe Youth Organization yona liyaxhasana yini labantu beZimbabwe kumbe lingabe South Africa kuphela
sidina singabantu beSouth Africa kodwa ke kulena iproject yeloyiko siyasebenzisana kakhulu nabantu beZimbabwe siyancokola nabo sinawo ama-contacts wabo banama-contacts wethu siyathetha ngama-emails ma-WhatsApp phone calls and SMS so sinabo abantu bakhoyo lapho sibasebenza nabo ababhala ama-poem nabanye siyasebenzisana kakhulu
bese lisungule uhlelo lokuthi lithole imali yomdlalo lo eliwenzayo kuyaphumelela na
sikusenzima kodwa siyazama siyazama sisibakhona abantu abasincedayo kumbe bakhona nabafuna mhlambi ukufaka indlela ngendlela emnyama kodwa sizabona thina ukuthi masifake kwiplatform eright so that wonke umuntu onomdla wokunceda asencede le mali izokusinceda ma siyahamba thina siyobona simsebenzi wethu ejoburg siyodlala lo msebenzi weqonga ejoburg because thina sinengxaki to get funding for transportation and accommodation in joburg kodwa ke sesiyibhukile isikhetha basingamdlala umsebenzi wokuqonga through our fundraise ngokuthengisa isikhipha
likhangelele ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abazobuya kuzobukela yini
sinethemba ukuthi bazobuya abantu bonke ingakumbi abasuke eZimbabwe abaphayana eJoburg kungakho simthathile lo mdlalo samsusa lapha eKapa saphomba nasembeke eJoburg kuba isiningi uningi labantu basuke baqhamuka ngapha eZimbabwe baseJoburg kuzoba nzima for bona bama basuke eJoburg baze lapha eKapa bazobona umdlalo weqonga sabona ukuthi masenzise kubo ngapha eJoburg
ngezinye indlela lina lingezinye izizalwane zeSouth Africa ezingasekeli ukukhethana ngobuzwe obezonophobia lo besasibubona kuminyaka idlule.
Sisiganeko esehlile kuminyaka edluleyo yezonophobia asihambiselani nako kwaphela kuba singabantu sonke sinegazi funeke thina ma-Afrika sonke sisebenzisane. So asihambisani kwaphela kuyinto edibisene nezonophobia, i-Afrika yama-Afrika onke aphila nasebenza kuyo.
Lo nguyanga Mhluzi, umlobi wogwalo lwe-script kuqembu lemidlalo elesiphesakhe Youth Organization yakwele South Africa. Sikhulume laye eseCape Town khona le eSouth Africa. Inhlanganiso elesigodlo eNetherlands eyeWater Sanitation and Hygiene, WASH, ithi uhlelo lwayo lokuncedisa izikolo ngamanzi okugeza izandla kanye lezambuzi lulokhu luqhubekela phambili njalo soluncede abaningi. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso eZimbabwe unkosazana Lindile Ndebele usichazisela okuningi ngalezi nhlelo.
Sizananzela ukuthi silezigujana zethu othi unganyathela ngonyawo sicethuke nje sikugezise ngoba sasibalekele ukuthi abantwana belokhu siyavula ezimpompini ngoba omunye uzabe ifake idoti yakhe omunye abe uyayithatha. So abanye babuthi yizigubhu giya ngoba kungani kuyinyathela into enjengegiya yemota sesesiqethuka nje sese usugeza. Abantwana lezinanzeli ukuthi izinto ezinjalo bayazithanda yokuthi abantwana esikolo omunye lomiseli somunye anti balemphawu ababeya la esikolo. Ungazeli uvula ungawudlanga bagijima besiye ematitsheni besiyapha umuntu uzibanibanyana sevula umphako wawudla yikho kutshengisela ukuthi abantwana labo sebenakho lokudobha amaphepha ukuthi nje umuntu angangihambe ngabona iphepha usedobha ngoba usenanzelela ukuhlanzeka namathishela nxa sixoxa lawo bathi ukugeza osokugeza lapha ezikolweni abantu sebewathanda amanzi ngoba sebezwisisa ukuthi ukuhlanzeka kuqakatheke njani ukwenza la ukhululeke njani phakathi kwabantu.
Amanzi lawa likhangela ezikolo kuphela kumbe lemzini yabantu.
Uma sikhangela kwezamanzi thina njenge-SND Zimbabwe singaphansi kohlelo okuthiwa nge-rural wash. Lapho lukhona lathi nxa sikhona khonapho abantwana amanzi bawathola khonapho ngoba nxa siphanana ngemisebenzi abanye balakho ukuthi bekhangele ukuthi. Kodwa thina esikuqakathekisayo-ke nxa singiba sisebenza la ma-school development committee ikuthi babone isikolo abantwana bayanelisa ukuba la manzi. Asithi izikolo ezingelazikotsho kumbe imigodi yamanzi i-SGC sayikhuthaza ukuthi akebedinga umuntu ongabe ethwala amanzi ewaletha isikolo ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana bazize isikolo izinto esikolo. Singakhalela i-district enjengemasungula sithi izikolo eziningi zazuza ama-tanks lawa okufaka amanzi ngoba sasenzela ukuthi bazize babesenzela imincintiswana ngokuhlanzeka kwezikolo zabo ngamadrama lamaphoyima bebe sebewina lezo zinto. So zananzethu izikolo eziningi zinama-tanks amanzi. So abantwana amanzi bawathola esikolo bagezi. Kuthi-ke laba abangatholi sabe sikhuthaza ukuthi kumbe kungakhulunywa labo ukuthi babe bebuya lawo kodwa lapho ababuya lawo bevela khona kubonakala ukuthi mani kuyananzelela ukuthi bawathathe endaweni ehlanzekile.
Lo unkosikazi Lindile Ndebele isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-WASH ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseChegutu. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku-909 medium wave laku-shortwave 4930 6065 laku-15460 kilohertz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjeni ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Ke silijike kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ngikukhefu sihlobo zami ngakho uhlelo sizalwethulelwa nguPraxedes Jeremiah we-Studio 7. eqoqa lo ntombazana osakhulayo odabuka eZimbabwe kodwa osehlala ngapha eMelika unkosazana Sharon Kethiwe Ngwenya.
American Seventh Day University of Twa, New University of Texas at Arlington. Ngiyi scientist kodwa angisasebenzi kuma labs ngiku administration katesi.
Izifundo zakho sibili zazigxile ngapi?
Nga major in biochemistry, le PhD e biochemistry. Ngafundele Texas A&M University. Niko lapho ngazuza khona iPhD yami, kodwa iBachelor's yami yayisuze Oakwood University. Zonke izifundo zami ngeze-America.
Nxa ukhangele impilo yakho ngokuthuthela ukuzohlala e-America, ungathi laba lithuba elihle na?
Engikubonayo ukuthi uThixo wayefundisiwe e-America.
Yeah.
Ngoba impilo yami lapha e-America, izinto ezayenzakala lapha, kwakukhanya ukuthi uThixo kwesandla sakhe empilweni yami. Ukuthi ngibuye e-America kwakungisifiso sikaThixo.
Sulapha-ke ususebenza impilo yakhe singathi siqondile. Ngikhuthaza ubani ongayipha kwabanye abanganelisa ukuba lethuba lokuthi baze ngapha? Ngoba baningi abantwana bathi bangafika ngapha, umntwana afika xhwali.
Abazali bami bengangiyekela ukuthi ngixhwale. Thina ngakhulela e-church, ngilabazali abangikhulisa bekhumbula ekhaya. Asizange sifike lapha bathi hayi sise-America, ngakhule ngathi ngumntwana we-America. Baye bengitshela ukuthi hayi wena so we-America, uhlala lapha e-America, uzakhulela lapha e-America, kodwa wena ungu-Sharon Kethiwe Ngwenya, umntwana weZimbabwe. Lapha uhamba khona bebona ukuthi wena umntwana weZimbabwe, usomntwana oxhwalileyo we-America. So abazali bami bamfundisa kuhle, bangikhulisa e-church ukuthi lamfunde kuhle ukuthi ngibe ngumntwana o-right.
Siyababongela ukuthi bakukhulise kuhle. Ithuba-ke elihle leli lokuthi ukhulele elizweni elithuthukileyo elilakho konke okunganeliswa ukuthi kutholakale ngaseZimbabwe, elizweni elisathuthukayo.
Ngabona ukuthi impilo eZimbabwe inzima. Ngangihlala labomalume labo-anti, ngibona ukuthi badubeka. Kodwa abantu bekhaya inhliziyo zabo yizo ezanyenza ukuthi ngisuke ngithande ekhaya. Noma bedubeka, bamvulela inhliziyo zabo bengangazi.
Akukunikanga umcabango ukuthi wenze eminye imisebenzi nayo yokusebenzelana lokuthuthukisa abantu basekhaya?
Sengile 6 weeks impendukele, and lokho engicabanga ukuthi ngayenzani ukuthi incedise abantu, especially ogogo labokhulu. I-investment is needed from thina esiku-diaspora, and kumele ukuthi singakhohlwa ukuthi singabantwana beZimbabwe. Noma izinto zingafani njenge-America kumbe England kumbe Canada kumbe e-Australia, azisoze zibe right thina singayenzanga lutho e-diaspora.
So uthe wenza msebenzi banike kathesi?
I-technical term ni intellectual property asset management or technology transfer. Ni manage research ye University of Texas at Arlington. I research esingakhuluma lama pharmaceutical companies ngayo be investe. So I research eqinisiba ngumuthi kumbe i innovation esebenziswa ngabantu ephuma ku research ye university. I-office yami ithatha i-research le, sibhala ama-patent application, and sidinge ama-companies ukuthi bebuye bezothatha i-research leyo beyithathe from the bench to i-bedside kumbe market. So easiest explanation is that ngiyi-scientist and manager umsebenzi wabanye ama-scientist e-university.
University of Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, yikho lami kade sifuna ukuthi hayi sesizaphonga ukuthi uyingcwethi yezesayensi.
Ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Ukulwisana kubikwa kuqhubeka kubandla leZANU-PF phakathi kwecele elicatshangelwa ukuthi lisekela umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa kanye lelizibiza ngokuthi yi-G40. inhlanganiso yabasakhulayo abayizizalwane ze-South Africa eyesiphesakhe Youth Organization ithi umkhankaso wayo wokudinga imali yokulungiselela umdlalo wokulingisa ngesehlakalo se-Gugurawund mhla ka-25 kuyonale inyanga iyaphumelela. Hayi ke selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha e-Washington DC.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.